Sure.
As we have said again and again, we want to see any leaders with influence use it to help the parties de-escalate.
That was Victoria Nuland from the State Department. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Happy holidays to all of you. In a couple days, we'll be eating turkey. I hope at least wherever you're listening to me, you get to celebrate with friends, family, or significant people around you, and a chance to reminisce and a chance to be thankful for the things that are in your life. Right at the top with Nuland saying what she was talking about there with the situation with Israel and the rockets that have gone back and forth the Gaza Strip and the Hamas militants in this huge crisis. The president just announced that he is sending Secretary of State Clinton to Jerusalem and Ramallah and Cairo in the middle of this Gaza explosion, which probably makes sense. It does make sense. We haven't heard anything about too much of the reaction from the White House. Now we're at least getting some. Hamas, did they really overstep their bounds here, thinking that they had enough firepower when, truth be told, Israel could blow them out of the water and Benjamin Netanyahu would love to do so? This could be, and this is probably why Hillary Clinton is on her way to those areas, this could be the preamble, if you will, to maybe a bigger clash with Iran, which ultimately is the scarier thing that could happen in the Middle East. But Israel bombed dozens of targets in the air in Gaza on Monday, saying that while they were prepared to step up their offensive by sending in troops, they preferred a diplomatic solution that would end the rocket fire from Gaza into Israel. So will they get that truce? Perhaps. Perhaps they will, but it might take a little maneuvering to have that happen. The ugly truth is that this has been in the making for a long time. And the one silver lining that comes out of it is the announcement that a top Islamic Jihad commander was taken out in the bombings. And boy, I'll tell you, this is radio, but you see the destruction from this, and it looks like a movie set. I mean, it looks like a ripped-up movie set with everything that's now happened, the hundreds of rockets that now have gone back and forth, and you've had at least 100 people killed, and hundreds have been wounded on both sides of this. The Israeli missile strike hit a high-rise media center in Gaza and killed Ramiz Harb, who is a senior figure in the Islamic Jihad military wing in one of the brigades there. So that is big. And now Israel has really escalated its bombing and attacking homes of activists in Hamas over the weekend, looking for those targets. Israel has a thing called the Iron Dome. You know what the Iron Dome is? It's something that stops rockets, intercepts them. In fact, you and I paid for it because the government, the U.S. government, sent money for this piece of equipment. It was a lot of money, millions and millions and millions, this defense system. And that means so we, the taxpayers, paid for it. And it's intercepted lots of rockets since this started 6 days ago. Egypt is leading the effort to mediate a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Both sides are very, very far apart at this point. And will there be a diplomatic way to settle this? You know, we'll see, because this is absolutely escalated. Overall, started on Wednesday, killed 100 Palestinians, 53 people wounded, 840 people is the numbers they're saying, including 225 children, which is awful. On the Israeli side, 3 people died from the Palestinians' rocket fire, and dozens have been wounded, too. But because of the Iron Dome, it was able to intercept some really bad rockets that would, as far as the direction, that would have killed lots of people, and that didn't happen. So that's the good news. This anti-missile battery really, 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 really is working well. About 90%, they say, effective. 90%. That's pretty darn good, I would say. Hey, coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, going to have some interesting conversations, including I'm going to introduce you to an 18-year-old, Vincent Quigg, who is my daily salute. He deserves it after winning an entrepreneurial contest. This kid was an at-risk teenager who did everything he can, or could rather, to make money and ultimately launch his own company. And he's on his way to going to UCLA thanks to some scholarship money that he got for winning a huge national contest. And also we're going to talk to Leslie King. It is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Many of you are getting ready to leave and fly out someplace. And some of you are going to jump in the car and drive a little ways to go and have more family members together. But whatever your mode of transportation, Leslie is a well-known travel writer, and she offered some great tips. I thought it was timely to get her on. I am the crappiest, guys, at packing luggage. I've gotten a little bit better, but I don't do it. I know people that do it days in advance. I don't do it till the last minute. And then I'm wrestling with what do I put, what do I not put. And sometimes I think I have too many things in the suitcase. Of course, I've never taken it to the airport, gotten it weighed, and have them say, oh, that's 50 pounds, and so you're going to have to pay XYZ or take something out of it. I haven't had that happen. But good tips about wearing shoes that you can remove easily, and a few other things about your clothing and your handheld bag when you bring it through so you don't get a lot of hassles. So looking forward to all of that. And the mailbag, too. Many of you had thoughts on all kinds of things, really. It was all over the board. A little Petraeus, I think, was mixed in there. But stuff about Israel as well and what we should do if we have to put all our cards on the table. And it's looking that way. Obama wouldn't send Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, if he wasn't concerned about the rocket launchers, and that's why Jerusalem, Ramallah, and Cairo in the middle of what's going on in Gaza, I think, not to show any kind of favoritism in a sense. That's why the varying degrees and the stops that she's making, and then, of course, to try to do a peace agreement, so she would need to meet with both sides. Coming up in our next show, it's a good time to quickly promo this. Don't forget we have Nailed the Score. This time around, sadly, nobody nailed the score. Dan in Texas tried 27-17 San Francisco over Chicago. Didn't happen. An odd score, to say the least. 32-7 San Francisco wins it, and not too many people would have nailed that one. But maybe this week you'll nail it for three segments. In our third hour, coming up next time around on America Tonight. For now, though, hang with us because I got my shoes on. I got my flashlight. We're in the dark when it comes to our mailroom, but that's where we're headed next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
choices.
But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney, a couple of quick reminders. One, you can throw in your turkeys. Come on now. You got to have a turkey or two somewhere running around, right? I'm thinking something got under your skin. Come on, we just went through a political season. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I actually got a couple of turkeys in the email, and we're going to go to the mail, as I said, in a few moments. But Nail the Score, nobody did, worth reminding again, because Nail the Score is coming up in our next show in the third hour. We will be nailing the score. Don't know what the game of the week is going to be. Maybe it's going to be one of those Thanksgiving Day games. Could be. Too bad nobody nailed it this time around. It was a tough game. San Francisco and Chicago. Tough. Tough to predict what was going to happen there. Yes, it looked like San Francisco would have an easier time, but 32-7. Ooh. I don't know that I would have predicted that, and I didn't predict that. I thought it would be a little bit tighter. And what's going on with flights? There was a problem with a flight, with a Spirit flight. The passengers got unruly, is how it was described. Please, you need to feed the passengers. That's why they're getting unruly. Then they had oxygen masks that had to be used on the flight from Kansas City to Dallas, a Southwest flight, so that would go to Love Field. And then they had this nightmarish flight to Italy where you had people that were battered and bruised, like 30 people. So that's turbulence. And what can you do about turbulence? Fly a little bit higher or whatever. And I think that the pilot was trying to do that. It just didn't work out. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. And this one comes to us from Brett. Brett says, Kate, are you paying attention to what's happening in Israel? I know that you were certainly talking about the lead up to the situation there, but it has gotten so bad that the museums are hiding the art because they're afraid that somebody will come and steal them. Number one, they'll be looted, no kidding, or that the works in the museums are lost forever due to some kind of a rocket or any kind of a bomb that could be lobbed in the direction of some of the most storied treasures the Israelis own. Yeah, I did know about that. I was reading about the capital, of course, is Tel Aviv, and how many great works of art do they have in this one museum, especially the art museum. But they've got vaults that are underground that would protect them from any of the fighting. They're fortified. There's just no way that you can get into them. And they have a couple of different areas that can lay claim to kind of a similar thing. And that's basically what they're doing. They're on lockdown because they have to be. What are they going to do? You know, most of Israel's museums are in the middle of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. So usually that's out of traditional rocket range. And they didn't do much in some of the museums to fortify the artworks from the past. So in a museum like that, like one that's not as heavily trafficked and doesn't have the special vault and all that, they've got to remove the stuff. Which, how scary is that? And there was one instance of rockets aimed toward Jerusalem. It landed in the south. No extra security precautions were taken at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem, but now they're concerned about it. Because if all it takes is one kook, and, one kook, and that's it. Or one rocket to hit the target and blow up ancient history in a matter of minutes. So luckily, that hasn't happened. It has not happened. Israel, and what's going to happen with Israel and how we're going to play a role in that is ultimately the big, bad, looming question. Are we done? Are we done with the Middle East? And do we say, Godspeed, man, but we can't invest any more blood, sweat, and tears into these projects that go nowhere? Can we afford to do that? You know, that's the thing that's being sized up right now about Hamas and Hezbollah and the U.S. role and the financial picture, although they would never admit the financial picture was part of it, because we're the United States and we're not going to back up Israel and we're not going to go over and do what we have to do. I don't think so. I don't think so. And in the meantime, in the middle of all of this, and I want to just throw everything, including the kitchen sink that I'm sick of looking at you. In the meantime, in the middle of all of this, we're getting ready for the holidays. You have Thanksgiving a couple days away, and you're going out places. And how many of you, raise your hand, have already heard Christmas music in a drugstore, in a grocery store, in a department store? Oh, man, I got two hands up, because it's just that bad. Oh, and I hate it. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Do I like on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, all that stuff, Christmas music? Of course I do. I like my favorite when I was a kid, Little Drummer Boy. Still like that song, Little Drummer Boy. Oh, they told me I can't do it. But to have it early? No way. Can't we just have the music when it's supposed to be here? And this is the problem. This is why, and this is the point that I'm in a long-winded way getting to. I promise I will get to that point. 45% of people in one poll say they would rather skip Christmas. There was a book out called Skipping Christmas that I read one year. So I think what it is it's too commercialized. They can't, and people don't want to cope with the expenses, and they don't want to cope with the stress that comes up, frankly, during the holidays, because you have relatives over, you know, things completely change. And that's the problem. That's the problem with the holidays. All right, here's one from Suzanne, who says, I don't know if you have been paying attention, Kate. Boy, this is like three people. I don't know if you're paying attention. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I heard you playing some Christmas music the other day, and that guy, Maddie, or whatever his name is, attacking you for forcing him to play Christmas music. But this is when you start to play it. We're a month away from Christmas, so why can't people listen to Christmas music? No, see, you can listen to Christmas music. It's just, I think it's too early. I think you only, you know, I think you only play Christmas music when Christmas is here, when we get closer. Am I all discombobulated about the whole Christmas music thing? And that's why I'm getting a couple of these emails. All right, here's one from Bob in Vermont. He emails us all the time. Bob in Vermont says, wow, why isn't the administration weighing in more on what's happening in Israel? Are they watching what's going on with these bombs? Israel has to be preparing for boots on the ground in a ground war. That's why they have their troops ready. Israel, maybe they don't want to invade, but Kate, if they do invade, how can we not be there right behind them with their backs? How can we not have their backs? That's just absolutely ridiculous. And then this final one from Genius Boy, who says, I saw the Betrayus skit that you mentioned the other day. It was hilarious is all I can say. I don't know the players that were involved, but it's one of the funniest openings to a Saturday Night Live that I have ever seen. And I think the reference there is the C-SPAN deal, the fake C-SPAN, reading from the book All In, and the chapters or the little excerpts from All In were all about what they were fooling around, what they were doing, and people one by one would get up and leave because they were a very button-down kind of crew. I thought it was brilliant, too. I thought it was really, really good. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Or 855-266-5283. For the future, keep that number handy. You might want to call.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Naturally, on the busiest day to travel, I'm traveling. That's right, I'll be traveling from Texas to Philadelphia to spend a couple of days with my family. I know a lot of people listening to America Tonight are doing the same thing, you know, planes, trains, or automobiles, because not everybody is flying. Some of you will be on the roadways, and some of you will actually take the Amtrak train or use some other mode of transportation. Apparently, something like 43 million of us will head over the river and through the woods. Get that grandma's house reference there? I think you did. I think you picked it up. I actually heard that it was that they thought that maybe it was AAA thought that that travel would be down like 3%. Don't know if that's true, but I know it's going to be just jammed at the airport without a doubt. So we've got in the wings with us travel writer Leslie King. She's definitely logged millions of miles. I am certain of it. So who better to give us some insight on what we can do to kind of calm ourselves down when we get a little nervous, a little jittery about planes and times and getting from one place to the next place. Hey, Leslie, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Yes, it's great to be here.
So you've traveled all over the world. You've written for all kinds of publications. I've seen some of your stuff, New York Times, et cetera, Frommer's, et cetera. I wouldn't go anywhere without that guide, by the way. And I have to assume with the travel that you've done, you have at least one nightmare story to share with us. What is your biggest nightmare story?
Oh, there's many, but probably the biggest one was when I flew into Lima, Peru, and my baggage flew into Ecuador. And so, and I had packed my warm clothes, left here in summer wearing shorts. That it was early in my travel years, arrived in Lima in the middle of winter, with no clothing, nothing. And it took the entire trip. Our luggage remained lost until the very end when I actually forced my way into the baggage area at this little airport where I thought maybe it was, and I found it myself.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that's bad. I had my stories, and I've got a bunch of them too, like you, but I had one where I was doing a honeymoon thing, and I went to we went to Hawaii, but it was all the way from Philadelphia, so it was the opposite. So from Philly all the way to Hawaii, and somebody in Hawaii picked up my bag because it looked like theirs, so I had all men's clothes for a day.
That was a good one.
But he was nice enough to come back to the airport, and there was an exchange made, so that was a good thing. The other part of that story is the bags that were the same were golf clubs. So we had the same exact golf bag. He just whisked it away, not really looking at it, and I probably would have done the same thing. So that's how that mix-up happened, but it got corrected, thank goodness, and so it all worked out okay. And I'm sure many people also listening have similar stories about lost bags and that kind of stuff. So what is the key to traveling now? It takes more time. You're supposed to get there earlier. What's the key to kind of relaxing and calming yourself when you're in the terminal, let's say, if you're flying?
Okay, the main thing that I always do when I'm traveling is, and this is a great thing to talk about during Thanksgiving, is that if I keep an attitude of giving throughout my day, if I know that everyone I meet, I'm going to just try to give them a smile, the TSA guy, the flight attendant, then that whatever I give out is going to come right back to me. So as long as I've done my footwork, which I can talk about some of the stuff in preparation to make sure that you don't get snagged up in order to have a bad attitude. But if you've done all your preparation, when you enter the airport, if you just remember that, to have a good attitude, that same attitude will come right back to you, even if there's just masses of people. You can actually have a lot of fun. I've had a blast in the TSA line, you know, just joking with people and, you know, not saying terrible things that would make the TSAs come after you, but, you know, not that kind of jokes, but just friendly, kind gestures to people.
There you go. I think that's it. It's your attitude, because if you're all cranky and feeling like everybody's closing in on you, on your space and stuff, that's just probably going to make it worse. And do you think now more than ever the key, as I said this about worrying about getting there early, is not to stress and run out at the last second, to really give yourself a lot of time?
Yes, definitely, to give plenty of time. Just take along, you know, your laptop or whatever, your iPad, so that when you get there and you have to wait a little longer for your flight, you have something to do. But definitely get there ahead of time. And there's some other really specific things you can do as well. You can organize your carry-on bags so that the scanner can read what's in them well. And that means have them, instead of everything just jumbled in your carry-on, you kind of lay it out so that it's organized. And that way you won't be stopped and they won't have to go through your bag. You can pack your coats in your checked baggage, and just carry, wear layers for when you get off the plane, and that will just save some time putting on and taking off your coats. You can wear slip-on shoes, and that way you can move in and out through the lines really quickly and don't have to stop and tie your shoes. One thing that I've heard said, and this is important during the holidays, is not to wrap your gifts, because sometimes the TSA will have to unwrap them. So you have to wrap your gifts when you arrive.
Right, so be careful of that, too. Do you think there are, I guess it's equal, I don't know what it is, but do you think, you know, we're talking about flying, but how many people will actually get in cars? I bet that number's pretty high, too.
Yeah, I think I heard just tonight on the news, I think they said 36 million. So a big chunk of that 40 million that you said is going to be, they're going to be in cars.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So when you're traveling too, and you gave us some great tips about the shoes and the carry-ons and all of that, is there the kind of a rule that less is more? Because, you know, we all have this tendency to overpack. Like, do you really need 7 pairs of jeans? I've seen that, and I've seen people just are at the airport all flustered. They don't want to pay extra for a bag, and all their clothes are flying out of their suitcase. Is that kind of the rule of thumb? You got to learn how to pack better, I guess.
Yes, packing can be so is so important. And I less is more definitely is the rule of thumb with that. You can just cause you really can pare things down if you just take the time to do that.
Yeah. If let's say you're traveling somewhere, because sometimes for Thanksgiving, people just go away somewhere. They just decide, oh, there's a cheap ticket to England, or there's a cheap ticket to just go across the border or go to Canada. I'm going to jump on a flight from down south and go up to Canada, or I'm going to go to Mexico or whatever it might be. So they get the cheap ticket, and then they're kind of on a limited budget. What do you do when you're on a limited budget? How do you kind of stay within the boundaries of that and still have a good time and not go hog wild?
Well, that's a good question. I think probably one of the main things to do is first of all, I'd say when you do that kind of trip, if you are going to go away for the holidays, one of the key things to do, again, is planning. Plan your trip well. And one of the things, biggest suggestions that I would make about traveling for holidays is to use a guidebook such as Frommer's or Fodor's or one of the major ones, rather than using something like TripAdvisor or Yelp to do your major planning. You can use those as secondary sources, but your main sources you want to really use the major guidebooks, where an expert is actually rating the accommodation, because I've tried it both ways, and I have fully been convinced that when I use a guidebook, I have much better accommodations, much better places to eat. That's just one thing I just always tell travelers. And when you do get there, you know, there's so many little tricky things that you can do. You know, you can go and, you know, take advantage of happy hour buffets and things like that at your destination. You can also do your best to, well, holidays aren't the best time, but travelers can actually, people often think that the rate that they give you is the fixed rate that you should pay for your hotel room, and often there is some wiggle room there, and if you ask, sometimes they will reduce the rate if you ask. Another thing to use with meals is to really watch for any kind of fixed rate meals that you can find. Most towns do have, here in Santa Fe, that some of the major best restaurants will offer a kind of a fixed price menu. And if you search around for those, that's a great way to be able to get an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert at the price that you would normally just pay for a main course. So and that way you can still really eat at some of the nice restaurants, but your choices on a menu like that are more limited. But you do get to sample the full array of menu in that way.
Yeah, great advice. Excellent advice. Leslie King, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll look for your stuff. You got a bunch of travel books out. People look for your essays. Your name pops up all over the place. What an exciting life you lead. And thanks for spending some time with us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great trip.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Have a good Thanksgiving.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Salute. You're going to love this. 18-year-old Vincent Quigg, he is a student from L.A. Check this out. He has just won a huge grand prize at the 2012 NFTE National Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. So what does this involve? He actually emerged as the best person left standing from a field of 37 at-risk teen competitors to win this prestigious challenge. And, you know, this all went down, gosh, about a month or so ago in New York City. That's where they had the presentations. And Vincent started his own business. And, you know, then the chips fell from there, as they say, and he was the best guy. And he took home, as I mentioned, the $25,000 grand prize for his business, Tech world. Very pleased he's in our virtual green room right now to have Vincent on the show. Vincent, once again, congratulations. Good for you. What was it like when you found out that you had won this award?
Thank you very much. You know, it was a great honor. It was a very long process. But I, you know, once I went through it all, I was really proud that, you know, I came out on top. It's a very long process, and I went through a lot of hard work to get to where I was. So I'm glad it all went through the way I planned.
So tell us about your company and how you started up Tech World.
Yeah, so it actually stemmed a little bit from, I worked at Best Buy for a couple of years. So I had a little electronics background, and I used to buy and sell iPhones on Craigslist, and I used to do a lot of crazy stuff when I was a little younger. And I used that knowledge to, you know, once I was in a Nifty class, you had to start a business. And I, you know, just used that knowledge to create, you know, iPhone repair business. I didn't really know how to fix phones at first, but I did it kind of backwards, did the business plan. Then I taught myself how to fix phones, found a supplier, and went from there. And now I have Tech World.
Well, so you can fix an iPhone. Somebody told me you can fix an iPhone in under 45 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah. So I mean, we usually say about under 45 minutes. I've got it to the point I could probably do one in 25 minutes. But there's over 35 screws, and it's a huge puzzle piece, and it's not as easy as some people think.
So when you start Tech World, how do you spread the word? How do you get business, in other words, do you get it from school, from kids in school, and then their families, or how do you spread the word?
Yeah, so right now we're on social networks, so we have our own Facebook page, we have an Instagram page, where we have followers, and are always posting and keeping our followers up to date. We also, mostly right now is word of mouth. We do have a website, techworldfix.com. But, you know, it's just word of mouth right now. We're looking to do a store within a store model pretty soon. Probably team up with either a Boost Mobile store or maybe a local computer repair shop so we can get inside and get some customers in a different way.
Yeah.
But that's the next step right now.
Yeah. What's the most common thing that happens with iPhones? I think I know the answer to this question, but what is it?
Yeah, it's going to be a cracked screen. It's a front LCD screen being cracked. That's, you know, the most common repair we deal with.
Yeah. That happened to me, Vincent. I walked out of a car.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It slipped out of my hand, crack. And see, I didn't have a Vincent in my life. I didn't have a Tech World. I didn't know about you guys. So I went to the iPhone Genius Bar and ended up paying $150 or whatever it was. And they just switch out your phones for one that's already there that, is somebody else. They worked on it. So actually you're getting sort of a secondhand phone in a way. It's very crazy.
Yeah.
But so, people break them all the time.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's a great part about our business. So I'm able to do it a lot cheaper. You're able to keep your current device. You don't have to transfer all your information and all that stuff. And it's, you know, it's done in under 45 minutes. And that's, you know, a great advantage compared to the App Store. People love it.
Yeah. What's the most common thing that people want to customize? The people that come to you, what's the most common thing they want to customize on their phone?
Yeah, well, we do color customization. We can do an iPhone 4S and an iPhone 4. We can do any color on the front or the back. We offer baby blue, pink, gold, silver, see-through. You know, and people love, you know, girls love the pink and the guys love the red. So that's pretty much most of where it comes from.
Yeah. Cool. I mentioned at the top that you won the award. You beat out so many other competitors who were up for it. In fact, 37. And I said it was at-risk team competitors. So tell us about your background. Growing up, I heard you had to grow up pretty fast, and that's what the at-risk means. Tell the folks listening here on America Tonight what you overcame to get where you are today.
Yeah, so Nifty is a nonprofit that teams up with high schools that have over 50% of their students on free lunch. So that's how they find out, you know, if it's at risk or whatever. But I had a little story where, you know, in high school, my parents got a divorce, and I went from a pretty nice lifestyle to having a nice home and to an apartment within a week. And I had to keep up with all my, you know, my phone, my car, and I had to do entrepreneurial things to keep up with that lifestyle. I had to start buying and selling iPhones. I worked at Best Buy. I worked a lot of hours. I used to sell P90X. I used to pick avocados and share profits with the homeowners. I mean, I used to do crazy stuff just to, you know, keep up with, you know, my lavish lifestyle, I guess you could say. But, and I love that. You know, I learned this and I'm happy where I'm at now because this is the way to do it.
Yeah. And you had a younger sister. So has that rubbed off on your younger sister? And was that part of your concern? You wanted to make sure she was okay too?
Yeah, you know, I always wanted a good role model for my younger sister. I'm not sure if entrepreneurship is something she's interested in, but I mean, she's obviously seen a lot of my accomplishments. I'm hoping it will rub off and she could do something herself.
Yeah. You, I mentioned you got 25 grand. That was the grand prize for the business. And it includes, you know, a technology suite and business travel and Coleman entrepreneurial scholarship as well. So that's great because that helps you. You're going right now to Rio Hondo College. And what are you studying there? I would assume it's electronics or something to do with computers. Am I right? Or something completely different?
Well, right now I'm just doing my general ed and trying to transfer to USC in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with, you know, professors and I'm in a club at USC. And I'm just trying my best to get over there as soon as possible because that's where I ultimately want to be. I mean, be part of Marshall School of Business and that's my goal right now.
And so you mentioned the journey and getting to doing all those things you told me about from Best Buy to avocados to all the other things that you sold and knowing that you didn't want to lose your lifestyle. And so you were helping your family because you saw how things, you know, flipped around so quickly. What really this group that you got involved with obviously had a big influence, the NFTE, right? And you mentioned what they do. It was jumping in, how huge was that for your life?
I can honestly say that NFTE has changed my life. It started at the classroom level, so it is just a fashion business class. But I don't think I realized how big of a life changer this could have been from the beginning. I mean, as soon as I realized I had a business idea, I was able to create a business plan. I started doing presentations. NFTE links you up with mentors who own actual businesses. So they were mentoring me. I was going to different business owners, founders, CEOs, homes, and you know, they were helping with my business pitch and numbers. And it was just a great experience overall. I learned so much. I got a job out of it. I mean, I met some wonderful people and connections. And now I'm on my way to go to USC through all the connections. And I'm really, really proud that all of this has happened and really thankful, ultimately.
Yeah. What would you hope to do in the future? Would you like to mentor some other budding entrepreneurs and kids who maybe don't have all the advantages? Is that something you see in your future to do on the side, maybe?
Absolutely. As soon as I find my ticket, as far as, having a business and getting that up and running. And, you know, once you have a business and it runs on its own, you know, that's an entrepreneur's dream. And then you're able to do a lot more with your time and you can give back to the community and give back to, ultimately from NFTE, as far as a mentor and going back to the students and letting them know that it's not the classroom, it's a lot more.
Yeah.
So much out of it.
Yeah. Vincent, congratulations, and go Trojans, and we look to see you in Fortune Magazine and the Wall Street Journal and some other publications in the near future. Thanks.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you very much for having me.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.